now some news articles. These are concerning changes in our local roads and buildings with a little bit of rail news thrown in. So we start off with the Norfolk Wildlife Trust criticising the Greater Norwich Local Plan, which is currently under construction.
A charity which protects Norfolk's wildlife says that a blueprint for where thousands of new homes could be built does not do enough to help the environment and tackle climate change. Norfolk Wildlife Trust says the Greater Norwich Local Plan is not ambitious enough over environmental targets. The draft plan, put together by Norwich, Broadland and South Norfolk councils, with support from Norfolk County Council, is being consulted on. It provides opportunities for about 44,500 new homes over the next 20 years, with a new blueprint putting forward sites for almost 8,000 new homes. But Mike Jones, conservation officer at Norfolk Wildlife Trust, said the plan does not do enough to protect the environment.
A former MJB hotel in Norwich has been transformed into a co-living housing scheme following a £1.5 million investment from a prolific property developer. Bristol House on Unthank Road was sold to Estate Education in September 2017, having previously been run by the controversial hotel company. It was purchased for £825,000 and, following a £700,000 renovation, is preparing to welcome its first tenants in the coming weeks under the new name of The District. Once a hotel, complete with black walls, the Victorian House is now a 26-bedroom co-living development, consisting of private bedrooms and ensuite, and a variety of shared facilities. Among these facilities are a cinema room, four large kitchens, a gym, and utility rooms with washing machines. An extension has been built to the rear of the house, and the black has been replaced with bright and vibrant feature walls. The renovation comes a year after the company took on another of the former MGB hotels, the Lodge, which is now known as Number 82.
Greater Anglia has opened new sidings at Norwich Station, marking the completion of the rail operator's biggest infrastructure project to date. The sidings, which are located next to the main line just outside the station, consist of four new tracks with enough space to hold up to four 12-carriage trains. The new sidings are part of Greater Anglia's £1.4 billion project to replace all of its old trains with 169 state-of-the-art vehicles and will provide the extra space needed to keep the new, larger fleet. It took just over 9 months to complete. Ian McConnell, Greater Anglia Franchise and Programmes Director, said, "It was great to see the first train enter Norwich Victoria sidings. These sidings will help us to improve the reliability of our service and make maintenance and cleaning of our trains much easier."
Anglian Water has written to customers to say that Salhouse Road will be shut for 27 weeks from the end of April as it starts a scheme to install 3 kilometres of new water pipes and a new sewer pipe. The work is to ensure supplies to new developments between Wroxham Road and Plumstead Road East, as well as areas in Rackheath. The company said if the work was not undertaken, thousands of customers could suffer low water pressure and interruptions in the future. Teams will be working on 100 metres sections of the road at a time before power utility works to install cables. A public meeting will be held at Thorpe End Village Hall on Friday, March 13th, between 5pm and 7pm for those affected to find out more about the planned works. Anglian Water has set up a page to answer questions which will update every Friday.
The derelict Mile Cross Road site of the former King's Arms pub, which served its last pint in 2000 and stood empty until it was demolished in 2015, has become a blight on the local community. Norwich City Council is now set to force the owner to sell the land in order to bring the site back into use as housing. Permission had previously been granted for homes to be built on the site, but that never happened, and permission has now lapsed. The Secretary of State will now make a decision on whether to grant a compulsory purchase order, and objections can be made to the process. How much the council will have to pay for the site is not being revealed at this stage. A spokesman said, "This is a milestone, and I think it is this council acting proactively and demonstrating that where there are eyesore sites around the city, that we are prepared to take action to bring them back into use for the benefit of the community."
And the owners of Norwich's Baby Buddha Chinese restaurant in Burr Street have put the building up for sale, but in two halves. Mr. Ngai, who opened the restaurant back in 2019 with his parents, expanded into next door, formerly the Horse and Dray Pub, so that the venue now extends from 135 and 137 and 139 Burr Street. It forms one large restaurant downstairs. But now, wanting to scale back the business, you can buy either 135, 137 for £325,000 or just number 139 for £225,000. The restaurant is famous for its dumplings, and they were so good that they got through to the final of the Golden Chopsticks Awards, founded by TV presenter Gok Wan last year.
Our second feature is by Norfolk Wildlife Trust's Robert Morgan. Here he gives an overview of the work that has been done in Trinity Broads to improve the quality of water. This improvement has now reached a 25-year milestone, which is being celebrated by the Norfolk Wildlife Trust with 25 special events. Our reader is Francis Pierce.